What up, what up, what up? Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hey, I just want to let you know, I know everybody can't always support and donate to the podcast, but hey, if you can do a one-time donation, I put up a Buy Me a Coffee link in this description of the podcast. So if you go to the description of the podcast, it'll be at the bottom, and you can just go to that link and you buy me a cup of coffee, or two if you want. And that would just help support the show, and I can wake up a little bit more and bring you more info. So thanks for listening to the podcast. If you can donate, that would be much appreciated. And let's get on to the show. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. So today we are wrapping up this weekend. Fantastic weekend. A weekend of self-discovery. A weekend of development on my character, on other family members' character, on my existence, and that's what we're all about, progress and understanding and development. So in light of that, I will bring up an interesting article about an alien spaceship that decloaked like a quote-unquote Star Trek ship right before a gentleman's eyes in England in 1999. So let's talk about it. So this comes to us from an article on Leicester Live. That's the website we get. It's mercury.co.uk, and the title is Man Who Saw Triangle-Shaped UFO Takes Deep Dive into the Paranormal. So we actually talk about what he saw that night and other experiences as well. Now, this gentleman, this is the best thing, is when you get a eyewitness to an aircraft that was only 100 feet away. Could you imagine 100 feet from you? 100 feet is nothing. 100 feet is like from you to, you know, probably outside your house, you know, I mean, out down to the street, you know what I mean? Like, it's nothing. Or maybe across the street, it's nothing. This guy saw this ship rear up from its prone position, rear up like a horse, and clearly see the designs on the top of the ship and from behind the ship. Truly fascinating stuff. So I'm going to get to that in just a moment. So let's start with the article. So this particular article talks about this very close encounter that happened with a massive triangular-shaped aircraft 24 years ago by a man that goes by the name of Colin Saunders of Barwell, and he had a very different perspective compared to the first four decades of his life. Okay, so this is fascinating. This guy's 40 years old. He's seen a lot of aircraft. This guy's job was to design aircraft. Hear me again. Design aircraft, okay? So, who better to judge a subject than an individual who designs said subject? No one. No one, okay? So we have the very best eyewitness possible in one of the closest eyewitness cases possible from the subject to the object, okay? So this is one of the best sightings in history, okay, bar none. So it was in March 1999, and Colin came upon this ship after going out to eat one night with family. So let's get to that part of the article here. Here we go. So he states, we had been out for a meal and had just turned onto the Fosse Way to come home, when about half a mile ahead of us, we saw the lights hanging above the road. As we drove under them, the objects started to ripple. We've heard this before with the Phoenix lights in 1997. Fife Symington, the mayor, stated he looked up from his backyard and saw this V-shaped craft ripple with these undulating waves. Think of like, you know, those scientific machines with the oscillating waves on them, right? Back in the 50s, so the old movies, right? But in almost like a translucent way, okay? You can see them, but you can't really see them. at the same time. Okay? So, he stated that it was like a Star Trek spaceship decloaking. It then reared up like a horse. These are his quotes. It reared up like a horse. And he states it was the size of a house. It was very low, just to the side of the road. We were no more than 100 feet from it, but there was no noise at all. That's fascinating to me because a lot of stories state that there is this deep bass sound that rumbles. You know, it's not overpowering, but it's like a deep hum, right? Like from like a bass amp turned up a bit. So, not only was this a triangular craft, but it also had silver symbols on the top and the bottom that were quite fascinating. They resembled sevens and J's that intersected and intermingled together. Silver. Okay, the craft was black. The top markings and bottom markings were silver. Then there were red lights at each of the three corners of the craft on the bottom, and four red circles at the back. Okay? They didn't indicate that they were thrusters or anything like that, but they were there, okay? So, and then a white light in the middle. Now, we've heard about these white lights in the middle from other aircraft like TR-3Bs and things like this. However, this craft is not a TR-3B, according to what we're hearing here and the eyewitness statements. So, let's go back to Colin. Colin has spent much of his life working in aeroplane design and has traveled in many different planes, many different helicopters, many different aircraft. He stated as soon as it materialized, we could all tell it wasn't from this planet. Since then, Colin has also had four or five more distant encounters with UFOs. And he states he is convinced that the government is actively containing information about UFOs from parallel dimensions. He states that everything suggests that UFOs are coming from parallel worlds running alongside our world. He states, I do not believe that they traveled thousands of light years to get here. While there was nothing negative about my 1999 experience, the fact that aliens themselves are not making themselves known suggests that whatever they are doing is not going to be good for us in particular. Now, what he also states is in these other UFO encounters that he had, or paranormal encounters that he had, he states that he was on one occasion, Colin, who's now 64, was fishing by the River Soar at Rothley when he heard footsteps behind him on a farmer's field. He stated, I thought it could be someone shooting, so I went up the bank to let them know I was there, but I saw no one. He states, I could still hear the clear sound of footsteps, and I thought it could be a big cat, and he states, the steps went past me from left to right, and there was nothing visible there. He feels as though many people who have experiences of ghosts and other things are connected to the UFO phenomenon and sightings that people report, and that the beings controlling the ship he saw in 1999 had come from a parallel dimension rather than having flown from distant planets to get to Earth. So, very fascinating stuff here. Now, this description of the top of this aircraft is very cool because what he did, since he designs aircraft and is in the aerospace phenomena, he made a model of a ship. He actually made it, and it's really cool. And you could take a look at it if you look up Colin Saunders. So these intersecting silver J's and sevens on this craft are very fascinating, and they don't look as though they would be for functionality. It looks like it's for, I don't know, maybe representation, maybe functionality, but with a ship that has this much technology on it, I don't know as if they need exterior functionality. It's not like they're driving a Porsche where they need aerodynamic capabilities. They're going interdimensional. Now, why does he feel like they're interdimensional? Does he not believe that there are spacecraft out there capable of faster-than-light travel? Or did he get some sort of message from these beings as he was only 100 feet away from this craft? did he receive some sort of subconscious telepathy information, much like how Jim Peniston received when he touched that triangular craft back in 1980 in the UK. He received information in the form of binary code. Now, is it possible that Colin also received information without having to touch the craft? That these beings informed him that they were not from another planet, but indeed from a parallel dimension? Wouldn't it be easier to travel from a parallel dimension than from millions of light years away? One would think so. It seems like it'd be easier to phase from one dimension into another than from going from light, from massive amounts of light years away. Unless you were able to go into subspace or some other form of space, because your ship would have to contend with all these different planetoids, stars, asteroid belts, random space debris, space junk, little things that could tear apart your craft if you're going millions upon millions of miles an hour. Just a small pebble would shred your ship unless you had incredible shields. So I kind of understand where he's coming from, and he would have more understanding than most of us would, since he was closer than we were. Your body and your brain and your nervous system gets an understanding. You know, when you get that gut feeling that something's wrong, it's because it probably is, okay? So you have to trust that. You have to trust that in your soul. So I think he may be right. I think it may be from another dimension. This particular craft may have been from another dimension. What's really interesting is there's all these different other stories about craft that have these different languages, but yet when these crash retrieval teams go out to see them, they're the language of different Hebraic and other languages from the Bible. And have come into our existence. So it's almost as if they travel parallel dimensions, or maybe time travel to a degree, but they had our own language, one of the languages of our Earth, in it, which is fascinating. And it was definitely not from this Earth, or at least not from this timeline, let's say. So really fascinating, really, really fascinating stuff. And that particular scientist stated that that language was the language of the angels and demons. So very fascinating stuff. I mean, it's above my head, but I did come across that story and did a podcast on it as well, if you'd like to go back. But that was probably 2020, in 2020, somewhere in maybe July, June of 2020. So fascinating stuff. I'll leave you with that. I wanted to share that story with you because I love the design. I love the idea that it's from another dimension. I love that he was only 100 feet away. I love that this ship pivoted from a prone position, just a straightforward position, you know, on the not on the ground, but close to the ground, flat. And then it reared up like a horse so that he could clearly see the front of the ship, or the top of the ship, facing him. And he could clearly see the design, and then he created the design, being an aerospace design technician, or architect, whatever you want to call him, and was able to create a model of it. And then he wrote a book about it. So, hey, if you want to go check out his book, feel free to check out his book, too. So, really, really cool, really, really fascinating stuff. I hope you enjoyed the theories, the podcast. Hopefully you're having a great weekend. Hopefully you're starting your week off strong. Hopefully you're taking care of yourselves, your spirits, your emotional health, physical health, spiritual health, following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, taking care of your family, and as always, continue to question the universe around you. Until next time, guys, take care, and Lockdown Universe out.